Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you get, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. It is Thursday, so it's morning corny time, but we have to figure it out. We have 90 seconds, guys.
Let's go.
It's the investigative morning corny. Can we figure out the joke? Let's go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a factory that makes okay products?
Factory that makes okay products. Factory, job, work. What's other words for okay? So-so?
Yeah.
Okay products. Okay.
What do you call a factory?
A factory.
That makes okay products.
Mediocre.
But what would a... What's the factory?
Factory. Yeah, what do you call a factory?
Plant.
Oh, okay. A warehouse.
Factory. A manufacturing...
What do you call a factory?
What do you call a factory that makes okay products?
Okay fact?
It's a factory. Another word for a factory.
I don't know.
Okay.
A mill?
So-so?
So factory. Satisfactory.
Oh.
Satisfactory.
That's it. I think you got it.
Read it again.
What do you call a factory that makes okay products?
A satisfactory?
Yeah, a satisfactory.
Yeah, because they're good enough.
Mm. Dang,
okay,
dude.
Okay, we're going to commit to that. All right, let's go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a factory that makes okay products?
Tell me.
A satisfactory.
Hey! Team effort right there.
Right.
Let's go.
Clear eyes, full hearts,
can't lose.
Oh, nice job, boys.
You did all that, man.
No.
Yeah, yes, you did.
Pick a bit where I will list you three options for the next segment and you tell me what you want to do.
Okay.
Number one, a segment that Lunchbox sent in, and it just says, has anyone seen me on the news?
Hmm.
Okay, I like that.
Have we? I don't know.
Segment number two, Raymundo says he almost got kicked out of the gym for doing something inappropriate.
Interesting.
Okay.
We'll talk about what he did and if he should have been scolded.
He's not in jail, so it's not that.
Number three. This is from Abby, our phone screener. her boyfriend had to be airlifted to the hospital after they ate dinner in Kansas. It's been a crazy 2 weeks, she says.
What?
Oh.
And she has a new boyfriend that she just revealed on the show. But that is, her boyfriend had to be airlifted to the hospital after they had dinner back in Kansas.
Did you say airlifted?
Airlifted.
Whoa.
And it's been a crazy 2 weeks. So has he been in the hospital?
So you have those three. And I'm going to let Amy, Eddie, and Morgan judge, because anyone that's a bit up for grabs can't vote. Morgan.
I want to hear about Abby's. Airlifted. I mean, the hospital. Like, yeah, I need to know.
Eddie?
I kind of want to hear about Lunchbox on the news, but I feel like it could be like I was in the background of a restaurant. I saw a camera.
He didn't say he was on or off. I know. He said, has anyone seen me on the news?
I'm going to go with Abby. I mean, the airlifted boyfriend, that's crazy.
Amy?
Yeah, I want to know about Abby's boyfriend. So.
All right, well, that'll be the next segment. Abby's new boyfriend had to get airlifted to the hospital.
Wow. But then also close second after that is Ray.
Oh, wow, that's just third.
I need to know why he got kicked.
Well, maybe for another day.
No one asked you to vote twice.
Okay. Hey, that's voter fraud, huh?
Yeah.
And that's punishable by jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, we'll come back and do Abby's boyfriend going to the hospital via airlift next. Okay, let's talk about Abby and her boyfriend being airlifted to the hospital. You guys voted before we came to the segment. This is the one you wanted to hear.
Yes.
Abby, so you have a new boyfriend. You guys have been dating for how long now?
It was February 3rd, so that's a little over a month.
Fresh.
Like, yes. Very.
So if you call the show, Abby's our phone screener. She has a new boyfriend. And boy, that's quick to even be a boyfriend, huh?
Well, I mean, that's like when we were like official.
Oh,
but
it was
before Christmas. So. Okay.
And so what happens?
What happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went home to visit him a couple weekends ago. Had a great time. I got to meet some of his friends. We went to a show. And then, so he lives like an hour or so away from Wichita, which is where my parents live. So he was going to meet them the final night, and we went to dinner. And it was just like a super quick dinner, and then we kind of went our separate ways. They were going to take me to the airport the next day, and he drove home. And I didn't really hear from him, and I was like, okay, I guess maybe he fell asleep, you know. And so he calls me at 6 a.m, and I was like, oh, he's calling me to say, you know, are you awake for the airport? You know, you better
go. Good morning, Snookums.
Yeah, I was like, oh, how sweet. And I answer, and he's like, don't worry, I'm fine, but I am in the hospital. I was in the ER, and I had to be airlifted in the helicopter to KU Med in Kansas City. And I was like, what? I thought I was dreaming. I mean, this is 6 a.m.
And you had just seen him the night before at dinner. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, everything I thought was fine. And I was like, what are you saying? The first thing I thought was, you know, he was in an accident, like a car accident or something. But it turns out, as we were eating dinner, he went to the bathroom really quick. And I wondered why. I was like, oh, that was kind of weird. He didn't say anything. He choked in the bathroom. He was choking on a piece of meat. And it ruptured his esophagus.
What?
So there was like a tiny hole in his esophagus. And on his drive home, he was in so much pain. And it turns out his chest cavity was full of air. Like if he would have gone to sleep.
Because of the hole?
Yes. As he was coughing and drinking water, it was like leaking out of his esophagus.
Whoa.
Oh.
Like that's like life threatening.
So then what happens? He pulls over? Does he go?
So he went home and he was like, okay, this is not normal. And he called one of his neighbors because he lives kind of in a smaller town. And he was like, what do I do? Like, she was like, I'll drive you to the hospital. And they don't have the resources at that hospital for what he needed. So that's why they needed to get a helicopter to take him to Kansas City.
Does he remember the helicopter ride?
He does. Yeah. And
was he laying down?
He was laying down.
In a gurney?
Yep, he was. And it's funny because one of the medics on there was like asking him questions. And he's like, so do you have a girlfriend? And he's like, yeah, she's in Nashville. And they're like, is she a singer? He's like, no, she works in radio. And they're like, oh my gosh, Morgan? He's like, no, Abby?
That's funny.
I was like, what in the world? Why are you guys having a conversation on the way to the hospital?
Is like, he okay now?
Yes. He has not been able to eat for 2 weeks, and he has another week where he can't eat. Oh, he's been drinking. Like, he's lost weight. It's insane. I didn't even know this was a thing. This could happen.
But through his esophagus, like, he can take liquid? Or is it like a feeding tube?
So they had to do a test where he drank this dye to make sure it's not leaking out really bad, or he would have had to have surgery.
Oh my.
So like I was waiting for those results, and it was so nerve wracking.
Are you excited about this Saturday?
Yeah.
Is he coming?
He is going to come.
He is?
Your boyfriend's coming to Strawberry Fest?
Yes. It's the first time I'm seeing him since this has happened, so I'm very excited.
We give him some time, Bones.
Oh, bring him on stage.
Okay.
Okay, and just so that we're learning from this segment as well, like, online it says you have to go to the emergency room right away if you feel like this happening with your esophagus, because if it is treated within 24 hours, chances of survival are high. But then if not, it goes all downhill from there.
Because it was all going into his chest cavity.
Yeah.
That's yeah, good.
I mean,
good,
that,
good.
I'm glad
everybody's
his
good,
neighbor,
right? Everybody's healthy.
Yeah,
we're good.
Good.
Victory.
Yeah. But who would have thought?
You got a helicopter ride. That's fun.
I know. That's pretty good.
Choking on a piece of meat.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe it.
Abby will be on Saturday with us. The Raging Idiots are playing Strawberry Festival right outside of Tampa in Plant City, Florida. You guys can come to the show. Still tickets to be had. Just go to RagingIdiots.com or StrawberryFestival.com. And Abby will be doing a little performance. National anthem. She'll be singing a song in our set. It's going to be great.
I can't wait. Yeah. I'm so excited.
And then if he pays for a meet and greet, he can meet Eddie.
Oh yeah. I mean, I may waive the fee for that.
He almost died. Please. Yeah, I'll meet him. But Eddie, he's difficult. So,
right.
All right, Abby, I'm glad he's okay.
Me too. Thank you.
Are you guys happy you picked that segment?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and what this is what we learned. Chew your meat.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't be swallowing it real quick because you got to attract a female in front of you. You just want to talk and say funny things and impress her.
He was meeting the parents, though. I'm sure he was real nervous.
It was his parents, right? Or yours?
No, it was mine. It was mine, yeah. So he could have been a little nervous.
I mean, God, this could have gone so bad.
Yeah. He's going hard on that steak.
I'm so glad he's okay.
He was.
Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
He was eating the steak like it's never been eaten before. I got a feeling. Wow. He was trying to drink the steak. That's what it sounds like. You know, a segment ago, we were talking to Abby. And she has a brand new boyfriend, and she was visiting him back in her hometown. They have dinner, she leaves, and he gets airlifted to the hospital 3 hours away because he choked, it tore his esophagus, they had to throw him in a helicopter to Kansas City. And so, I mean, a bit of a shock to all of us. Well, that she had a secret boyfriend she didn't tell us about. And then also the choking thing.
Yeah.
But so many listeners are on the phone now and want to talk for a second, so I want to put on Debbie first. And Debbie lives in Massachusetts. Debbie, good morning. What do you want to say about the situation?
So, well, good morning. So I had taken CPR courses and first aid courses. And one of the things that they had taught us, and so many people don't know, is if you're ever in a situation where you're choking, is never get up and leave and go to a bathroom. Because that's the worst situation. There could be nobody in the bathroom. And if you can't get that food dislodged, you could choke and die if you're by yourself. Always stay around where there's people that can help you.
I would assume, because I'm just thinking about me, if I were with people and I was kind of new and I was choking a little bit, because I think you probably don't think you're going to die if all your windpipe's not blocked. You're just like, oh, let me get out. You're probably embarrassed.
Yeah.
That you're like, ugh. And so you go to the bathroom, and then it turns out, like she said, if you're in the bathroom, there's nobody in there, or the dude's sitting on the toilet, and you're like, dude, you know, it's a whole, you don't want him
awkward.
Right then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it would probably be some of the embarrassment that kept him from saying, hey, can I get a little help? Would you agree with that, Debbie?
Yeah, that's exactly what they made sure to really instill in us, is just, that's like the biggest thing that people think is they're embarrassed, they're going to just quietly get up, not say anything, and get away from where they could, you know, make a ruckus, make a scene, and just remove themselves from the situation. But that's so bad.
That's a good little PSA you gave us. So we appreciate that call. Hope you have an awesome day.
You too. Bye, right, guys.
See ya. Hey, Dr. Lucky's on, our favorite doctor calls the show randomly. We love this guy. Never met him. Don't know what he looks like. Don't even know if he's a real doctor.
Nope.
However,
that's true.
We love Dr. Lucky.
I researched him. He's a real doctor.
He is?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Lucky, what do you want to say about people choking?
Yeah, you know, hey, Bobby, good morning to you and the team. You know, I just want to let everybody know, Debbie is exactly correct. It's medically proven that when people are choking, they're going to get away from other people. So what you want to do is you want to make sure you're around people. You don't want to be by yourself because you can lodge in your throat. You can, you can choke to death without anybody around, and that's the worst thing that can happen. So, and like you said, people get embarrassed. They don't want to choke around other people, but it's in our minds to get away, but don't do that.
Hey, Dr. Lucky, are you going into the office now by any chance?
I am going into the office.
What do you specialize in?
So I specialize in men's hormones, actually, men's health. And women's hormones, and we do a lot of biologics in our office. We do some chiropractic in my office. I have a medical spa in the office. So we do a lot of different things.
The segment brought to you by Dr. Lucky. can we call you back in like 15 to 20 minutes? I've got a question that's been pressing me. I'll share it on the air. I have something physically that's happening with me, And I would, and Dr. Lucky just happened to call in, but I'd like to readdress this in a bit. Will you be around, Dr. Lucky, or do you got a big appointment?
Nope, absolutely. Okay. Call me back. I'll be waiting with a bated breath.
We have Dr. Lucky's number, Ray? We do? Okay, Dr. Lucky, thank you. We'll talk to you in about 20, 30 minutes.
Hold on one second.
Hold on. Joy, thank you so much. Yes, sir.
Ray, hold on.
He might have hung up. Ray said yes. Are we good?
Well, we went through this new process where we record them, so I guess not. I don't know.
Well, now he hung up.
I know.
Oh, no. That's why I asked. Do we have his number?
Man.
That's unlucky.
And you just told everyone you had something you were worried about.
And I can't talk about it without a doctor on the phone. Here we go. A woman walks out of her own wedding after discovering that the groom is blank.
Already married.
Broke.
Dating someone else.
Oh, he changes.
Yes. Yeah, time now.
Yeah, time.
A dad?
Mm. A wedding ended in a total fiasco after the bride refused to marry the man at the wedding ceremony after she discovered he was truly bald.
Oh.
What?
Everything was going according to plan. They exchanged the garland. The procession had been done, but disaster struck when the bride noticed that her husband was arranging the head, and it was a toupee.
Oh, no.
She didn't know that before? Mm-mm. Weird.
I mean, I guess if it's a really good one.
All right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She never noticed him adjusting it before.
Maybe it was on a little tight. Maybe. Okay, next up. A man's arrested for allegedly using a coffee cup to blank. Eddie?
Murder someone.
Lunchbox?
Scam people.
Okay, switch it up.
Of course.
Morgan?
He peed in it.
Okay. You may want to think twice about walking around the gym locker room with no clothes on. Milwaukee police arrested a man for recording hundreds of people using a coffee cup camera.
Whoa!
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa! And they said he'd been doing it for years.
What? Because it just looks like, okay, coffee mug.
I'd be like, why is there a red light on that coffee mug?
Yeah. Jim really loves his coffee
all day.
Is he lining it up directly with my gin?
Did you see his name?
Let me see. Ping Dong.
Wait, you serious?
Mm-hmm. 33 is accused of secretly recording people inside of a men's locker room at the Wisconsin Athletic Club. This is all across Southeast Wisconsin. There could be as many as 542 victims recorded without their knowledge.
That's awful. Wow. Yeah.
So now people are like, who was walking around with a coffee cup in the locker room? Now they're tackling random people drinking coffee in locker rooms everywhere. That's from WISN12, but you would never think a coffee cup had a camera.
No.
Nope. I guess you have to look for a coffee cup with a charging port in it.
Yeah. Yeah. A little USB port on
Yeah, that seems suspicious. But there are probably people they've been recorded naked. It's probably all dudes because you don't really have access to women.
Right.
I remember once, 10 years ago probably, when I would go to get spray tanned at this place, there was a story that place came out and some people have been busted for recording inside of that place.
So there might be footage of you.
I can only hope. That'd be at least someone had some back in the good old days, you know? But yeah, and I was like, wait, what? And then I just kind of kept quiet about it for a couple years.
That's crazy.
And nothing ever surfaced. But what's going to surface? When I run for office, they're going to be like, okay, we got you now. Here's the secret footage of you being oddly spray tanned in weird places and looking at yourself.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's what you got? So, yeah, sorry for everybody that was in the locker room with coffee cup guy, but it's now you have to almost look. When I stay in a hotel, I always look at the top and to see if there's any little.
Me too.
And there's always a light or something. And so I just go, well, I guess I'm being recorded.
I look
you mean
in the
for
AC
like
vents.
A smoke alarm or something?
Yeah, and there's always little lights and things that could easily be a coffee cup or a camera. All right, that's it. That's that. I'm going to get Dr. Lucky on again. Ray, do we feel confident we can get him? We do?
Yeah.
Something's happening to me. I'm going to share it with the show.
Okay.
Something
Does it fall into his line of expertise?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Men's health.
Okay.
I'm a little embarrassed that I even think this could be happening to me.
No, there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Okay.
This is a safe place.
Yeah.
It is not. No, it's not. We've been through this before. It's not safe at all, actually.
Trust me. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Chris Jansen has a new album coming out on April 29th called All In, and he just shared a new song from it called Keys to the Country. 'Cause I got the keys to the country, sitting in my F-350. I know it'll park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys to the gate to the Johnson's Lake, a little honey, oh, to take you, honey. Neil Towns has a new EP coming out on April 22nd called Masquerades. The EP is the first of a two-part collection. The second part, called Silver Linings, does not have a release date yet. Thomas Rhett shared how his song, Slow Down Summer, was created.
We were actually all in Montana on a writing trip, and it was like October, I think, and we really didn't know what to write. We were kind of half fly fishing, half trying to write songs, and we were in the living room, and I noticed that obviously the leaves were changing, and someone said, I wish summer would slow down. And as a songwriter, you hear words like that and you're like, maybe we should try to write that.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Look, say you're having a bad day, you just need a pep talk, right? Well, there's a hotline now that you can call. Two teachers put it together, and you can call, and kids answer, and they give you encouraging words. It's pretty cool. Here's a clip.
If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2. If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3. If you need to hear kids laughing with delight, press 4.
Look, so teachers Jessica Martin and Ashera Wise, they started this. And since they launched, up to 700 callers were calling after 2 days. Wow. So it's pretty cool. It's Pep Talk, P-E-P-T-O-C. So Google that. That'll be the best way to do it.
P-E-Talk, like TikTok.
Yeah, like TikTok. Pep Talk.
Okay.
Because the number is very, it's just complicated. So just Google Pep Talk and you can find it.
Okay, it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We have a lot of conversations off the air. Obviously, we've been friends for a long time. And it's basically the same stuff we talk about on the air. And Amy goes, I just opened an email. I think I've been scammed. We just had a conversation yesterday about you being scammed.
I know.
This is someone, apparently, Amy thought, bought her something really nice purse.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, wow. She goes, did you buy me a purse? And I was like, no. And she said, well, I just checked my husband. He didn't either. She's like, uh-oh. I think I've been scammed.
Then she asked us, like, why would we buy you a purse?
Why would you buy you a purse?
Well, I don't know. For my birthday?
Yeah, we didn't.
I don't know.
So they want you to click a link to see if your card has been
used. I don't know. It is enticing to click because it would be cool if someone got
me. Why do you need to click the link? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know. It says, hi, Amy Brown. We have processed your payment of this amount, which is a lot, using the payment method shown. And then it says charge. Like, everything looks legit. But then it says there's a note from, I'll just say, it was Gucci. He said, note from Gucci official online shop. Item was shipped, but payment was not captured at time of shipment. So I don't know if it's like they want
you
to see that.
Why would you get it if someone bought that for you?
Yeah, they're asking for your payment. If you didn't buy it, then you wouldn't click it. And if it's already been sent, you got it for free. And so why would you click it?
Why not clicking anything? I think they're trying
to make it. Click it. No way.
It says it's from Amazon Pay.
It's just a scam.
Okay.
Just a scam.
They wouldn't ship anything if you haven't paid for it either, right?
And what happens? You get a free Gucci something?
That'd be nice.
Well, yeah, no. If I click it, then they're in. Yeah.
What's the worst thing that can happen if you don't do anything?
Shows up. I just got curious who got me something.
Not us.
Nobody bought you that.
Sorry, Amy.
Holy moly.
Okay, thanks.
Amy's like, I just got some here from Ferrari.
She's like,
somebody
guys.
Buy me a Ferrari. No,
guys. Okay.
My birthday is coming up.
I thought y'all pitched in, maybe.
All right, let's do the news.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
Men wear permanent beer goggles even when they're sober, a study says. Researchers found that a man, given a blurred photo of a woman, will still see her as more attractive than she really is.
It's funny.
That just shows you what guys will
do. Yeah, anything.
But a woman, given a blurred image of a man, will see him as less handsome than he really is.
Oh.
It's thought that men evolved to give women the benefit of the doubt looks-wise in order to not miss out on potential opportunities to mate.
Oh.
That would be a way to say it.
That's our nature.
That's the clinical way to
That's
say
what
it.
You
potential
say now.
Opportunities to mate.
Yes. For humanity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People have concealed their real looks since the dawn of our species. The research published in the Journal of Evolution and Human Behavior said, so men don't even need to see what it really is.
Nah.
And women are like, I'm good, don't want to risk it.
Mm-hmm. That is from the Daily Star. That is absolutely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
We men.
Yeah. I wonder if animals are like that.
We are men. We are animal. Yes.
Okay.
A Norfolk man spends an extra dollar and wins $100,000 playing Powerball. Emmanuel Sumake of Norfolk, Virginia, discovered he won $100,000 playing the Virginia lottery. He was able to double his Powerball earnings by spending one extra dollar in the lunchbox?
Power Play.
Power Play. That's
Gosh,
right.
Gosh, that's
resulting
awesome.
In $100,000. He used numbers that represented important family dates. Selected four numbers plus Powerball. Wabam. $100,000. That's from UPI. A 51-year-old divorced mother of two says she was taken by a version of the Tinder swindler for over $10,000. Someone doing something very similar, apparently. The pair connected on Facebook dating, then moved to WhatsApp. First sign, it's a scam and they're not American.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
Because WhatsApp is used pretty much everywhere. WhatsApp is soccer, if I'm comparing the two.
Okay.
Yes, other countries use
Everybody loves and uses it and says it's the greatest ever. And we in America go, pass.
Interesting.
Some do. There's a very passionate group. But for general purposes.
Oh, yeah. If I'm communicating with anybody out of the country, it's WhatsApp.
When I was doing the show in Costa Rica, we only used WhatsApp. Not even the phone. I mean, it was on the phone, but we called through WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So Sunita Britton said that the bank had to freeze her account. She had to call police because the scammer continues to harass her. A guy by the name of Michael, they connected. She couldn't believe how much they had in common. He was a millionaire and the owner of a global engineering company. After the pair were matched, he moved the conversation to WhatsApp. He told her he was in jail and he needed money to get out. He had spent huge sums of the family money on one of his workers after a tragic accident. So she helped, gave a bank account, and then he continued to pump the bank account, apparently.
Wow, crazy.
It's from the Sun. That is scary. And that is why we talk about it. And I don't think most people would fall for this, but some would. And so we're just like, hey, no blue check mark. Period. It's not who you think it is.
And WhatsApp.
Well, I just don't move to WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So playing video games can improve your reading skills. New research from the University of Saskatchewan suggests that playing video games could improve those reading skills you'd like to improve. The research focused on the effects of peripheral located objects outside the center of the screen. Scientists say players of some games tended to have faster reading reaction times than others that don't. And so I've been playing it. We have a Madden football league that me and my friends have when we play. And I have found how it affects my reading is that since I play so much Madden, I don't read at all.
Yeah.
No. So, I've really stopped reading, period. So it's the opposite for me. Because there's times where I just want to get back to the book. Now I'm just obsessed with, trying to stay under salary cap and I'll have all the best players and I'm drafting. There's no books. I'm dumber.
Shows with captions help me.
Yeah, me too. That's how
I'm
read now.
Really? Yeah. Read more.
Do you read yet?
Because I'm reading and watching.
Same thing.
Yeah, Twitter.
Hogville.net.
If you watch a show with captions, did you read the show? Can you be like, oh, yeah, I read that?
If you listen to a book on tape or, they call it
audiobook.
Did you read the book?
Right.
I say yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I say yes. Brothers Osborne explained their comment about the song being pulled from radio.
Come on.
I talked about this maybe Tuesday and got some pushback from other radio people saying, I can't believe you'd stand up against radio and program. I'm not for the system. I'm very anti-system, and I get nothing but punches to the gut by other people in the system. So I will play you Brothers Osborne's clip, and then we will expand on this. Here you go.
I will say that about a week ago, they pulled our single from country radio, so I needed a little bit of wind put in our sails. This is feeling good. Thanks to everyone at the ACMs. Abby, I love you. Here's to a great night in Vegas, baby. Come on.
Love those guys. And I said, I don't think they get the fair shake. They're one of the artists that if it's kind of on the borderline, they get pulled. And I don't know why. And then I said, I said they got to this point. And then some radio guy hit me up and said, the record label pulled the song. No, the record label stopped promoting the song because radio gave up on it. And so that's the situation. And now here's the update. When Brothers Osborne won Duo of the Year, TJ made that comment that you heard. Now they say they sometimes feel like they're fighting an uphill battle even when they do win. TJ says, quote, they don't necessarily get a lot of the love that some other artists do on the radio. Noting, I'm not necessarily criticizing anyone specifically for that, but it is just a fact. People were bent out of shape. He made the comment in the award show. He said, I said a true statement. I don't know. Our single literally got pulled last week, and we just won an award. If you're upset about that, maybe you're part of the problem. That's what I'm talking about.
Whoa.
We refuse to be part of that. We're a part of many other problems. But this problem, we are not a part of. They got screwed. And you'd be like, well, the research didn't say. There are other artists that don't research either, but because they're other artists, they get a longer benefit of the doubt. And this isn't just happening to them. But I am passionate about the situation because I really enjoy what they do, just generally speaking. And I said it Tuesday, and I'll say it again. I'll say it again. Tomorrow I'm probably...
You're done.
I'm moved
tomorrow.
On, yeah.
Probably.
But I agree. Like, let's go. I don't even know what to do except justice for Brothers Osborne. Okay. That's what I say.
Yeah.
And I believe that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
On the phone right now is Dr. Lucky. Dr. Lucky, would you please, even for my sake, would you kind of lay out some of your credentials, please?
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Bobby. So I have been practicing for over 22 years in Charleston, South Carolina. By trade, I'm a chiropractor, but I have a medically integrated practice whereby we treat people with physical problems, whether it be from hormones for men and women. We also treat with biologics, which used to be called stem cells. Now we call them biologics. We have a medical spa where we treat people with cool sculpting all the way to all the Botox and facials. We help people with knee problems. Mm-hmm. I just wrote a book called Testosterone, Be Better in the Boardroom, Bedroom, and on the Ball Field.
Oh, cool.
I'm an author now.
I'd like to be better at all three.
Those are the three Bs. Wow.
Mostly the ball field. Okay, so this is Dr. Lucky, and he called in. We were talking about choking earlier. But I have a question. Is it possible that as an adult male, I'm 41 years old, is it possible that I'm still growing? Now listen to me here.
Oh, boy.
My shoes are smaller. They're fitting smaller. My pants are not, they don't go down all the way like they used to. I feel like I'm getting taller. Is that possible for an adult human male?
Bobby, the last bone to fuse in your body as an adult male fuses at about 22 years of age, and that's going to be your sacrum. So more than likely, you're not growing. In fact, because of gravity and the way we move and we start to degenerate, most people will shorten throughout their lifespan because of their disc spaces. Unless you're doing some sort of decompression every day or hanging upside down with boots, more than likely, which would put more more things in your disc, more nutrition in your disc, more than likely you're not getting any taller.
My shoes are smaller. My pants don't
go
all the way down.
Could it be that you're retaining water, you're
my
puffy?
No.
You're expanded?
Yes, no.
Sometimes my feet and hands get swollen.
But it's my pants aren't as long. It's not my waist.
Okay.
Lunchbox, yes.
I mean, I think Amy's onto something, or maybe they got shrunk in the dryer.
You
don't wash shoes?
Okay, so you're telling me there is no chance. In human history...
He can't be a miracle?
Am I a miracle baby? In human history, there has never been an adult man grow that's 40 years old.
Well, I won't say that because, you know, your pituitary gland and some of the other glands that will send out growth hormones, mm-hmm. you know, you can grow muscle, obviously. And when you grow muscle, you could put on a quarter of an inch, maybe. That would be... Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. You certainly do that. Are you gaining more muscle?
Yeah, significantly.
There you go.
I've been doing heavy legs three times a week.
Would that make his feet grow?
Should not make this.
Okay, I'm tired of being laughed at. Now the doctor's laughing at me too. Okay, I feel like I'm growing.
Mm-hmm. You can, hey, believe in the growth.
I feel like I'm growing.
That's fine.
While we have the male doctor on, hey, Ray, I feel like this is the guy that's right up your alley. You're always doing stuff like trying to grow hair and stuff. What would you like to ask the doctor?
Doctor, my number one question for you is, are any steroids safe if I was to try and bulk up a little bit muscle-wise in the bicep area?
This is a really great question. As we age, our hormone levels will decrease. And in order to be at optimal level, you need to supplement. The safest hormone that's not a steroid will be cypionate. We use a bioidentical every day in our practice that does wonders. That is very safe and very effective. So most people don't realize that as men and women, Amy, as well, we have testosterone in our bodies. And that testosterone is a naturally occurring hormone that affects our brain, our cardiovascular, musculoskeletal health, all these different areas in our body. And when it goes down, we're not as complete of a male or a female as well.
Oh.
So here's a question for you. We haven't decided on when we're going to have kids yet, but we are going to have children at some point. My wife and I have been married for about 7 months now. If I were to, let's say what Ray says, a steroid or some sort of testosterone booster, does that affect in a negative way your sperm? When you have kids, what's happening there?
So this is a great question. I'm actually 54, Bobby. I've been on my program for 9 years, and I've got 2 children, 2 and 5. I have other children as well, but a 2 and 5 year old. So you can be on a properly run testosterone program and still have very normal kids. The challenge is if you only take testosterone without any co-travelers, it will destroy your ability to make its own testosterone, which will then cut down on your sperm count. So a co-traveler, we used to use HCG. The FDA has now considered that to be a biologic, so we cannot use that anymore. So we use M-clomiphene or gonadirellin or kisspeptin. That will tell your body, your testicles, to continue to make its own testosterone while you're supplementing testosterone. The only safe way to do it is with a co-traveler.
I often tell my testicles that myself. I just bend down.
Okay, buddies.
Can we make a little... Amy, let me come to you. You obviously are a woman.
I am. Thank you.
He works females, hormones. Is there anything you'd like to ask him before we run out of time here?
Yeah. So as I'm approaching, like I'm about to be 41. So like hormones, should I expect any major changes? I have been told I'm in like premenopause phase. And sometimes I get really worked up or angry and I don't know why. But then I look at the calendar. I'm like, oh, it's probably just hormones. So is there anything I can be doing to stay ahead of those like rage events of rage?
That's a great question. You know, the interesting thing is most people believe that testosterone causes the rage, but in actuality, it's estrogen. Men and women both have estrogen. So it's the estrogen spikes that will cause that those feelings of rage or not. I would say, Amy, you know, a diet, a greens diet, you know, more of a less meat, less dairy, will help your, you know, balance your hormones. But, you know, at 41, I would go ahead and have, you know, your full panel checked and see where you are and see what you would need. Again, we love bioidentical hormones, and that's what I would recommend.
Okay.
Hey, okay, Dr. Lucky, tell our audience how they can buy your book. I mean, this was just set up because he called last segment, so this wasn't like a segment we had arranged. Say the name of your book and where you work and whatever else you'd like to say real quick.
That is so nice of you. Thank you so much. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Testosterone. Be better in the boardroom, bedroom, and on the ball field. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. Our website is charlestontestosterone.com. You can also find me at westassywellness.com.
All right, there he is. Dr. Lucky, our favorite doctor that calls into the show.
He's awesome.
He's awesome. All right, Dr. Lucky, have a great day and have a good day at work.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure, you could have said it without even asking. You could have just said it in your spiel there. Go ahead, yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, so you know what they say, big feet, big hands, and big personality, and that's what you have, Bobby Bones. I just want to say that.
And he said it's possible, I'm growing.
Mm.
Wait, that's a saying?
You'll be right.
Yeah, yeah.
Big hands, big
feet. Have a good
day. Big
personality. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Dr. Lucky, thank you.
Okay.
Thought it was something else, but okay.
I was like, wait, what?
He's altered it.
Oh, that's a thing.
For our radio show.
Okay, all right.
Tomorrow, Parker McCollum performs. Monday, Tim Tebow is on the show. Right now, Morgan number 2 is going to quiz us, Amy, to see if we're old. What's this quiz?
So it's basically words or phrases that you should know.
Okay.
How many are there?
There's 9, and you need all 9 correct. Yep.
Wow.
You can probably do this, Bones.
All 9, though? That's tough.
That's tough.
Let's go.
All right. What does basic mean?
Okay.
How
do we play the game, though?
Do we talk it out and we get it together?
Yeah, you guys can get it together, or you can do
it. I don't
want
to be a team because she'll steal most of my answers.
That's not true.
Yeah. Because I'm way better at this part of it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so
why?
You're individuals.
Okay.
Just take like 5 words. Okay.
Don't cheat, Amy. You got to write it down.
I'm not. I'm getting a pen.
All right, what do you have over there? We'll take turns going first here. I would say if someone's basic, it's them in a simple form. They didn't put any extra effort into it. They're just very basic. She's very basic.
I put expected.
Okay.
Like.
What do you have?
The official definition is someone who likes mainstream things and is unoriginal.
I put like pumpkin spice.
Okay. I think we both get that one.
Okay,
thank you.
Yes. What does bet mean?
Huh?
Somebody says bet.
Mm-hmm.
B-E-T.
Oh.
And don't say DraftKings.
I know.
Or letter.
Okay.
bet is like good. Got it. Okay. Yep. Yep. Agree.
Oh, I have. That's right. Yep. You know it.
You know it.
I don't know.
Old Amy phrase. Got
it. Yeah, I said yep, and he said yep.
Well,
how would I not
Bobby
get it?
Bobby said agree. It technically means agreement.
That's right.
Yeah.
I read, okay. said that's
it?
Right. You like that's like, more slang.
Hey, jive turkey.
Like that's right. You know
got it.
It.
All right. Okay.
Like fair, Amy. I'll
that's
give it
right.
to you.
Okay. That, you know it.
Go ahead. Next.
What does bop mean?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a great song. That's a great, yeah, great.
Good song.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah. Okay. Bobby, I think you'll get this one. What does canceled mean?
You'll know that one too.
Yeah.
I told you, I walk out of my house every day.
Don't get canceled. Don't get canceled.
Go ahead.
Okay. Like, you do something and then people suddenly stop supporting you.
Yeah.
That's it.
I would give that to you.
Yes.
To, for people to go, we no longer support you in popular culture.
Yes. Okay. It's officially to stop supporting or following something or someone.
All right.
Bye.
Go ahead.
When someone says, catch these hands.
What?
Yeah, got it.
Catch these hands.
Shoot. Catch these hands. Catch these hands. What could that mean? Do you know that? Have you used it?
No, I don't use any of this, but I know it all. Amy, I'm on TikTok.
Catch these hands? Okay.
What do you think it is, Amy?
Like, high five.
I try to avoid catching hands at any time because I don't want to fight.
Oh, it's a fight?
Bobby got it. It means somebody wants to start a fight with you.
Yeah, I don't want to catch anybody's hand. I don't want it. My hands, pass.
Like, you want some of this?
Sure.
Catch these hands.
But catch these hands.
Yes.
Okay. Catch me outside.
Okay. Atta girl.
What does drip mean?
Yeah, I got it.
And?
I would say drip, a synonym would be a bit like in the same vein of a flex, but showing how much you have, like what you're wearing, how fancy your stuff is. Like, look at my drip. How expensive my clothes are.
I put fancy jewelry.
What do you have? Expense is would be the word I would probably associate it with most. What do you have?
It's more of a overarching term. It's a cool sense of style.
Oh.
So you guys are there.
We'll give it to ourselves. Why not?
Why not?
What does ghosted mean?
That's easy.
Okay.
For someone to just not show up anymore when they've been showing up in the past via text or real life.
Disappear.
Just all of a sudden they're gone.
Yes.
Without any explanation.
To stop communicating with someone randomly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many more are there?
Two more.
I feel like I've got them all in a way.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead.
What does glow up mean?
That's easy. What do you have on that one?
I mean, in people's opinions, looking better than you did before, in a way.
I would say an old school term would be like a makeover-ish type thing, but it's better over time. You look better than what you used to look. You?
Yeah, it's an incredible transformation.
Mm-hmm. And
last one.
To go 9 for 9.
If someone says it hits different.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Amy.
If something hits different, it's like best that way. Like it hits different, like in a good way. That's the way to do it. Like eating cereal out of a coffee mug hits different than a bowl. So I do that.
I would say the impact is a positive, new, or refreshing way.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, you guys got it. It feels different compared to other things.
I just gave an example. Yeah, it's the best way.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I think we're both cool and hip, though.
I am. Yeah. I'm very cool. The only one I didn't get was about fighting, so that makes sense.
And what is that one?
Catch these hands.
Yeah. Throwing hands, catching hands.
Catch these hands.
Yeah. I don't ever want to catch hands. Heck, I don't want to throw hands.
You don't want to do anything.
Okay.
Wow, look at us.
Well, She did say you had to get 9 of the 9. All right, Morgan, thank you.
Yep.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from England. A 32-year-old woman was very excited, a little nervous. She's going on a blind date, meeting a guy at a bar. She pulls into the parking lot and boom! Crashes into a BMW, and who gets out but her blind date?
So either they fall in love and that's the story, you know? Oh, yeah. We had a wreck. Or it's the worst blind date experience of their life, and that's the story.
It's definitely starting off a little rocky, so what happened?
She said it was very awkward, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going on a blind date, and I'm very nervous. He's like, I'm going on a blind date also, and they realized that there was no second date.
Oh.
That was it.
Womp, womp.
They must not have been attracted to each other, because if they were really attracted to each other, they
would
have used that
story
to bridge.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
All right, here's a voicemail from last night.
Bobby Bones, just want to let you know, we just left the Jake Owen concert at the Strawberry Festival. John Daly was up there, and you have some big shoes to fill for my teenage daughters. They went to their first concert tonight, and it was amazing. We can't wait to see you and everybody at the Strawberry Festival on Saturday.
Well, we're not Jake Owen.
Yeah. Hey, challenge accepted, though.
I don't think we can meet that
Come
challenge.
On, Bones. Yes, we can.
It's like someone challenging me to dunk. Like, I would like to.
We can't
but
dunk.
But I can't. Just can't dunk. Our show will be different than Jake's, meaning,
yeah, it'll
meaning
still be
a lot
fun,
more talent. And,
but different.
Yeah, I mean, a lot less talent, sorry. It'll be different. We will do a comedy part of the show. Abby will sing. It'll be a musical part of the show. We're bringing out a really good... But yes... Yeah, don't compare us to Jake.
We'll try, though.
We'll put our heart and soul into it. Strawberry Festival Saturday. Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots. Get your tickets. Come on out. It's going to be awesome if you're in Florida. Here is another. This is Dad and Daughter Abby from Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, Bobby. Me and my daughter Abby, we're big fans of you. Hoping maybe you give her a little shout-out for being Student of the Month. It's a brand-new school for her. Just starting middle school, so we're real proud of her. All right. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. Love your show.
Hey, Abby, congratulations. I also know how hard it is to go to a new school, especially a new school, whenever you had to change districts. Just going somewhere new is tough. So for you to be able to take that and still be Student of the Month and still focus on your grades, that's pretty cool. So congratulations and keep it up. It's awesome. Thank you. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. Parker McCollum will be in to perform tomorrow. Easy trivia tomorrow. The dance parties. You know what we do. We will do it tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
BobbyBones.com.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me... It could be for a vacation for you. It could be me working. It allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.